Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, State Minister for Tourism and Entertainment wants Palisades area to be the first entertainment zone, and NHT to spend over $22 billion on housing and mortgage financing. Stay with us. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is in discussion with the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC, and the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, to designate the Palisades area Jamaica's first entertainment zone. State Minister Damon Crawford says this will be a pilot project that, if it works well, will be replicated in other parts of the island. Mr. Crawford notes that the Palisades area has been zoned by NEPA for entertainment, heritage and conservation, as well as recreational use. He adds that there are plans to retrofit the parking lots owned by the UDC and Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation in downtown Kingston to accommodate entertainment events.
We are going to be using downtown Kingston, retrofitting the car parks so that they can become now venues, because this is a strong commercial area, not disturbed in many places. And we are currently doing noise and sound testing to see which ones are viable as 24-hour zones, disturbing no one.
Minister Crawford was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He further informed that the ministry is also working towards the improvement of the Noise Abatement Act. The state minister notes that though the act seeks to reduce night noise as a nuisance, the enforcement and implementation of the legislation, in his view, is an example of social prejudice.
Mr. Speaker, I have never seen jazz and blues locked off at 2 or 12. I've never seen Sumpest. I've never seen Sting. It seems to me, Mr. Speaker, that it is dependent on the level of investment and the connections of the promoter. Because as soon as you put on a little thing in Raytown, or as soon as you put on a little round robin, there's a dead rat. It's being locked up.
The Tourism and Entertainment Ministry is to embark on an intensive promotional program to market Jamaica's newest summer entertainment showcase, Jamrock Summer 90 Days, 90 Ways. Minister Crawford says this will feature strategically packaged local entertainment events designed to attract visitors to the island during the summer beginning next month. The initiative, which was initially dubbed 90 Days of Summer, is scheduled to be launched July 16 in Montego Bay.
Jamrock Summer Committee is to embark on one of the largest underground promotional campaigns ever executed in the history of the nation. We will incorporate a college tour component that will target 14 million undergraduate pop, of which 1 million travels for spring break.
Key to this is a college marketing effort involving heavy use of social media that rewards students for sharing with their network and a Jamaican cultural experience focused around popular music. The state minister said the Jamrock Summer's launch has been deliberately timed to coincide with the start of Reggae Sumfest on July 17. And the National Housing Trust, the NHT, will be disbursing over $22 billion on construction and mortgage financing activities for the financial year 2014-2015. This was disclosed by Minister with Responsibility for Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, during his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Wednesday, June 4. He also informed that the NHT plans to complete some 2,160 housing solutions during this fiscal year. Dr. Guy says the trust continues to be the largest investor in Jamaica's housing sector, with expenditure on housing construction and mortgage financing.
As a result, some 7,500 mortgage loans were provided to teachers, members of the security forces, domestic helpers, laborers, and a host of other contributors. A further 1.6 was allocated to fund private developments under its interim finance program.
Some of these developments include Jacaranda and Heathfield in St. Catherine, Holland Estate and Stony Brook Vista in Trelawney, and King's Manor in St. Andrew. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.